The continuing audit and review of Maricopa County ballots is coming to its official close, but its reach won't end soon as other states consider whether to follow in state Senate Republicans' footsteps or write their own related legislation. As the audit was drawing media attention from local and national outlets, it's also going to be part of a documentary that the public will be able to see beginning tomorrow. Jared McDonald Evoy of the Arizona Mirror wrote about the film and the people who put it together, and he's with me. Jared, how much of this movie do we expect to focus on the ballot audit and review?
I think we can expect it to play a major role in this film. We can kind of guess that by some of the promotional material and the trailers and clips that we've seen from the film. The audit seems to be playing a major role in the promotional material and the trailers. And there's a lot of people that are within the circle of the audit and people who are directly involved with the audit that seem to be involved with the making and within the film itself.
And who is behind this film?
There's a few people behind this film. In regards to the audit, there's Patrick Byrne. He's the former Overstock CEO. He's been a big figure in the audit. He runs a 501c4 called the American Project, which has been helping run a fund to help fund the audit. They've raised close to $2 million to help fund the audit. They've also been helping do background checks on volunteers and observers. They've been very vocal of their support of the audit. Patrick Byrne has been very big in election fraud conspiracies. There's also the director, of course, is, you know, the person who has their hands the most on a film like this. And they're the director of this particular film is a person who's been his name's Roger Richards. He's been very much involved in the conspiracy world. He's made several films that delve into very well-known and established conspiracy theories revolving around aliens, you know, like the ancient aliens conspiracy theories, and as well as more elaborate conspiracy theories around, you know, alleged, you know, government programs where we sent children to space and time travel and aliens being involved with, you know, the assassination of JFK and things of that nature. So there's some quite interesting figures, and that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, in regards to who's involved with that. But those are kind of the main key players of who's involved with making this film.
So it could be seen for people who are not directly involved in pushing or advocating for the audit, or people who believe some of the theories that you just brought up. Could it be seen from an objective observer that this is, I'm going to use the word propaganda in a sense, that this is definitely a one-sided approach? This is not what we may see in a traditional documentary?
I would definitely not call this a traditional documentary. I would definitely say, you know, I think propaganda is a very, you know, loaded word, but I wouldn't say that it's difficult to, you know, use that word in regards to describing this film. It definitely has a slant and a way it's going. It's based off a book that Patrick Byrne himself wrote that's called The Deep Rig. The book actually has a longer title. It's called The Deep Rig: How Election Fraud Cost Donald J. Trump the White House, by a man who didn't vote for him, or What to Send Friends Who Ask Why Do You Doubt Election the Integrity of the 2020 Election. So the movie and the book have certain foregone conclusions that they're planning to reach. So you can assume that the movie is going to have a conclusion it's going to reach by the end, that there was fraud in the election, and that it's going to showcase this fraud and it's going to prove this fraud if it's based off of Byrne's book, which claims that there was fraud. And, you know, this is what you give to people if they doubt that there wasn't fraud, and that, you know, you doubt the integrity of this election. So the film is going into a standpoint of that there was fraud in the election, and it seems to be interviewing people from one side of this coin, people like, you know, retired General Michael Flynn, who is very much in this world of conspiracy theories around this, and people like, you know, Patrick Byrne, who is very much in this world, and people like Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, who is also another person who is very much involved in this world of conspiracy theories and has had a lot of his stuff debunked as well.
Is this considered to be some sort of fundraising attempt? And is it also an attempt to change hearts and minds? Or does it seem like this is just more reinforcing, you know, to use the old phrase, to preaching to the choir?
Well, it's hard to maybe understand what the intentions of the filmmakers are here, but It does seem like it could be a possible fundraising, you know, thing going on here, especially because in the promotional materials for this film, at the end of the new trailers that they've released and in a lot of the promotional material, they're saying that 100% of the proceeds of everything that they get from this film is going to go to the American Project. The American Project is Patrick Byrne's 501c4 that has created the Fund the Audit Fund, which has been helping fund the Arizona audit. And the American Project, which is Byrne's 501c4, is what has been helping do the, you know, background checks of volunteers and other work with recruiting and getting volunteers and observers for the Arizona audit. So, there's been, I believe, as of now, over 600 or so people who've paid for the live stream only, which is $45. So that's like what I think like $20,000 already. They're charging $25 a person to go see this in person at a church in Cave Creek in Phoenix. And then, you know, people can pay for the rights to stream this later at a later date because they're capping the live stream at 30,000 viewers. So it could be seen as a way to fundraise, especially with the proceeds going to this nonprofit that is already, you know, helping fund and is its kind of sole purpose of the past few months has been fundraising for the audit effort in Arizona. And presumably we'll be probably trying to help fundraise for audit efforts in other states.
Jared McDonald-Evoy, reporter for the Arizona Mirror. Jared, thanks for the time as always.
No problem. Thank you.